Christianity is a resurrection religion. Did you know that? Christianity is a resurrection religion. It's what singles Christianity, separates Christianity from all other religions and all other cults, is a resurrection religion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one we follow is not in a tomb. He's alive. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. If you remove the resurrection, Christianity is destroyed. But hallelujah, hallelujah. And friends, this is not a Santa Claus tale. It's history. It is reality. Christ has risen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. So I say again that Christianity is not just important to the Christian faith. Without it, there is no Christianity. It is the single doctrine, if you like, that elevates Christianity above all other world religions. Don't let's be ashamed that our Lord has risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the most significant and important fact in the whole of human history. If Christ had not risen, you would have no hope, you would have no future. We'd be miserable sinners still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Christianity is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Glory to his name. Glory. And every man, every woman, every boy, every girl must make a choice as to whether they believe that or not. We have to believe that. We have to believe that. If Jesus was just a good moral man, a prophet, a teacher, as some believe and teach, then he was not the Son of God. However, I believe the words of Scripture. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And today he lives. He lives. Hallelujah. Jesus says in John chapter 11 and verses 25 and 26, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, that's a bit of a paradox, isn't it? You know, our mortal bodies may die, yet we will not eternally die. We will eternally live, because the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, his eternal life comes. You are born of the Holy Spirit. You will live, and everyone who lives in me shall never die. The question is, and these are the words of Jesus, do you believe this? Do you? Do I believe this? Do you? If you do, you've got a smile, the smile of a Cheshire cat. Jesus says, or the Word of God says in Romans chapter 10, the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul, but if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. If you confess with your mouth, there has to be a confession. I believe. You believe in your heart, what's in your heart comes out. God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. He took your punishment, my punishment, upon himself. Two criminals either side of him. They deserved what they got. Jesus, the Holy One, didn't. He became sin for us. Because he was determined to have a family, determined to have a people who would love him and worship him. Despite knowing that they are sinful in nature, he says, I will give you a new heart, a soft heart. I will put my spirit within you. I will cause you to love me and worship you. Hallelujah. Because he lives, we live too. No wonder the hymn writer could say, I know that my Redeemer lives. What joy that blessed confidence gives. He lives. He lives. Who once was dead. He lives. My everlasting head. Hallelujah. 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 There's another chorus coming upon me. If you can put that up, please. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Some of you can sing that, come on, come on. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose up mighty from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. So you got it, so we can do it a little bit more oomph this time. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah. Christ arose. Hallelujah indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to his name. He arose. The victim of Calvary is now loose and alive. The victim of Calvary is now loose, and he's very much at large and alive. Praise be to his name. You know, we're not going to read it, but there's a glorious resurrection chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. A glorious resurrection chapter. Read it if you haven't already read it today, read it when you get home. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day. He died for our sins, but he rose again triumphantly. Death could not hold him. Satan could not hold him. God supernaturally raised him from the tomb because he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. We do not worship a dead creature. We worship the living Lord, the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, for as by a man came death, by a man has come the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Are you alive this morning? Hallelujah. I love Easter. I love the resurrection time. I absolutely adore it. New life. Hallelujah. And, you know, everything is coming to life. But Jesus, the Son of God, is alive. And he's alive forevermore. And the celebration that we are having even today is the culmination of God's example of sacrificial love. Sacrificial love. The physical resurrection is the evidence that death has been conquered. Hallelujah. Death has been conquered. So with the Apostle Paul, we can say again from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 55 to 57. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And friends, the resurrection is proof of our reconciliation. The resurrection is the proof of our reconciliation. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus was in the world. He was reconciling us to God the Father. Hallelujah. Through the sacrifice of his death and through his resurrection, he has triumphed. It's proof that we can be made one with God. Family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The resurrection power of Jesus broke Satan's captive power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he led the Old Testament saints from paradise to heaven, he led captivity captive. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. Bless God. There is in you and me, if we believe, resurrection life, and that it awaits the resurrection of our bodies. Hallelujah. He lives, he lives. If there's any of you who perhaps haven't experienced the joy of knowing your sins forgiven, if you're still in bondage perhaps to sin and lust and pride and envy and bitterness and anger and guilt and condemnation, pray that even now as we just spend a moment in quiet, you'll allow the Holy Spirit to convict you and convince you that if you were to die estranged from God, it would be eternal death, it would be hell. But Christ has made it possible because of his love, because of his grace, that you do not have to die and perish in your sins, but can embrace the love, the grace of Jesus. He gave himself for you. Hallelujah, dear Lord. Bless your word. Can you put that chorus back up from the grave here, Rose, and then we're going to have a time of praise and worship. And may you just flow in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Up from the grave. Let's stand and just continue in praise and worship. Thank you. Up from the grave, he arose.